You know, this is a great passage, and I think this is a great day in celebration as we've had people baptized, confirmed, reaffirmed their faith and their baptismal vows, and united with this church. That's what the church stands for. That's what the church means. The glory and excitement that we heard from the children. I don't believe I've ever heard the children sing with such gusto this morning. I mean, they just had a lot of enthusiasm today, and the choir did a great job. That's what it's all about. That's what we're here to celebrate. But I want you to just focus for a few minutes on a thought in this scripture that Roberta just read to us. Two disciples were told that the tomb was empty and the news that Jesus was raised from the dead. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, the writer of this gospel, and Peter. And so they ran to the garden tomb. They rushed there as quick as they could. And John arrived first, but wouldn't go in. Peter was beaten in the foot race. But as soon as he got there, he rushed into the tomb and looked around and saw that it was empty, and he believed. I got to thinking about that, they raced to the tomb, and even though John was there first, he held up and wouldn't go in. I wonder about that. You know, there's a lot of people that rush to do things, but stop just before maybe the most important part of it. You know, they get there and they're enthusiastic about getting there. Maybe they're enthusiastic about competing with others to get there. And yet, they don't quite go far enough at the moment. You know, maybe that's behind some people like to get to church early to get them a seat. I notice some people are sitting in different spots today because I guess yours was full by the time you got here today. So, that's good. Let's change things up, move things around. That's good. But here was John and Peter racing. And John got to the tomb first, but he wouldn't go in. The first to arrive, but the last to enter among the two. Peter, in his enthusiasm, might not have had the energy to win the race, but it wouldn't stop him at the door of the tomb. He was going in to see if his Lord had risen as he had promised. Sometimes people come to the church, and they get there. They go through the race of coming to church, getting dressed, getting up, getting ready, and all of that. And they'll come week after week after week, and yet they won't quite make the commitments that we saw people making down here this morning. See, these are the people who were willing, regardless of when they arrived here, to walk through the door. That's what we celebrate in baptism. Walking through the door of faith with the sign of baptism. That's what we celebrate with confirmation. When a young person reaches an age where they take on for themselves, I'm going to go through that door on my own. I might have been baptized as a child, but it's now time for me to go through the door. That's what it means when others and all who were baptized and confirmed said, I'm not only a member of Christ's holy church, but I'm willing to go through the door and make a commitment to this particular church and be a faithful member of that church. And this morning, they walked through the door. They just didn't get here. They walked through the door of faith. You know, this is championship weekend in March Madness. You know, whether you like it or not, it's on TV and preempts what you usually like to watch. And I kind of thought about, our Christian faith was a lot like the basketball game. You know, it doesn't matter who gets the ball and makes the fast break to the other end. It's the one who takes it in for a score that matters. God is asking us not so much to compete to get to church and just be there, but to walk through an open door of love and faith and commitment to give something back to Him because He gave everything to you and me. You know, we might be the first to get here. We might get places early. We might even get to church early. But if we don't walk through the door to experience the risen Lord, to give ourselves to Him with the enthusiasm of Peter, then we haven't really scored in the religious sense. We haven't reached what God has in store for us. On this day of all days, let's not worry about who got here first, how long I've been at this church. Have we walked through the door of faith? Have we assumed the place of people of God because we committed to that faith, to this church, and to the love of God? Let us pray. Gracious Father, help us to be like Peter, not only rushing to confirm that you were raised from the dead, but to just rush right in and experience it. To be the first one through, to lead the way for the one who actually won the race, but was reluctant to enter. Father, we may have people here in their faith who are reluctant to enter into a full and complete commitment to you. And we just pray that you'll help them take that step. The other disciple finally went in and finally experienced the joy of the empty tomb. You went on to Galilee where you would meet them again and teach them again. We pray that you will come and meet us and teach us as you go ahead of us in life to prepare the way, not only in this life, but in the life to come. May we go through the door and make the commitments we need. In Jesus' name, amen.